Hey everybody, welcome to episode 31 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And I've got your favorite declutterer, Shalina.
It's Thanksgiving this weekend, so first of all, happy Thanksgiving to all our American listeners. And because it's Thanksgiving, it's Black Friday as well. So we are going to talk about Black Friday and the phenomenon that has come even to the UAE. So we've got Black Friday sales starting from Thursday, it's just a bit crazy. So I thought we'd talk about that and about shopping during Black Friday.
I think almost a lot of countries in the world actually do Black Friday sales now. Yeah, I saw a yellow Saturday, yellow Friday, yellow Thursday, something like that too. Like, guys, let's talk about color plus day sales. So this applies across the board to any weekend, like crash sales kind of stuff. Boxing Day would be the other one. Yeah.
So before even going to start the shopping, whether you go online or go and queue up, first make a plan of what you want to buy. What do you need? Do you actually need to buy a new television? Do you need to buy a new phone? You know, do you need to buy lots of clothes at ridiculously cheaper prices that you're not going to fit into or wear? So we've seen the pictures of people going into the stores, just grabbing everything. And that's what used to happen on Boxing Day sales as well. People would go crazy and run into the stores and just grab. Didn't matter if it's not their size, if it doesn't look good, if it doesn't fit, they just went crazy. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you lose valuable sleep, to go to buy stuff that doesn't even fit you and then you have to return to the store and give it back eventually? Or, you know, it's a waste of money and time and energy. So make a plan. Do you need these items? A lot of people use Black Fridays to buy Christmas gifts, which is awesome. But make a list of what you want to buy for Christmas, what you want to buy each person. Have a budget.
Yeah, I think that's like a big thing people should keep an eye out, because it's very easy to go crazy. It's very easy to lose track of what you're trying to do. And I think a lot of it is also like, it's very mental, right? Like the scene is so chaotic that you get into that chaos yourself and you're like, oh my God, there's a line for something there. I want to go get it. And sometimes you don't need it. I've seen people like actually pick up laptops and come home and be like, well, it's just been sitting there in a box because I don't actually need it, but it was a really good deal.
And what is a good deal if you're not opening it up, not using it? So have a budget and stick to that budget. So if you're going to get something, only buy what you have in that budget. If it's beyond that, then don't buy it. You know, there'll be another sale. And the thing is, there's sales all the time nowadays. It's like every month there's a sale for some reason or another. So, you know, yes, this might be supposedly a crazy price sale, but actually it'll most probably be just as cheap in a few weeks' time.
I should point out here too, like this year alone, and we had this last year as well, at least in Dubai, right, where we had the Eid sales that were big blowout sales as well. So like, you know, there's at least three or four different opportunities in the year where good sales will come by. But it's perfectly fine to plan your purchase around a big sale.
Yeah.
You know, because like you'd say there is something that you want. Let's say maybe you do need a new computer and you're like, well, I've got mine right now, it's working, I'm gonna wait until the sale hits me so I can go. I mean, I can afford to wait until the sale hits, but that's fine. But then it's also not, you don't have to like stop purchases because of it.
Yeah.
A, and B, don't have to go so crazy, be like, well, I might need this tomorrow, I'm gonna pick it up now because there's a sale on.
And a lot of people do that they go, oh, I bought it because I might need it in the future. And then I end up having to declutter it with them when we're working together. So, I mean, there was a big book sale here very recently. And I did go. I bought a few books. One or two I'm actually now, even myself, considering who I am, thinking, why did I buy that coffee book? I have a few coffee books and I don't actually sit and read it because I spend time watching TV instead. But I've had clients recently. I've seen, you know, how many books they bought. It's going to last them for 2 years. There's always going to be sales. This was an awesome sale. It was great for, you know, mums and for children's. It was good, but you don't have to buy that much. You know, especially with children, they grow up so fast. So with clothes as well, people buy clothes on sale and go, I'm going to buy like 100 items. They grow out of it really fast. Like, what are you going to do with all these items? Like 75% of the items, you know?
No, I mean, it's funny that you say that because I didn't go to that book sale because I do a lot of my reading now. It's either an ebook or I just read a lot of stuff online. there are books that I've picked up like a year ago, 2 years ago, and I haven't gotten out to reading them. And so it was primarily going like, well, I'll go there, I'll see a good sale, I'll pick up more books. And I'm like, yeah, A, I have to find a place to put them. But B, I'm like, well, I don't know when I'll get to them. And so I didn't go.
I'm so proud of you. It's like I'm getting into your soul, into your mindset about when to go for some. And another thing is, we've talked about online. If you are sure you want to buy something and it's only going to be available offline, go online and see what the price is now. So when you go to the shop, you can see if it's worth buying. If it's not that much discounted, or it's about the same price anyway, because that happens sometimes, they make out like it's a massive discount, but actually you can buy it online for the same price. So it's not actually, you know, you're not really getting a bargain. Then, you know, don't buy it. Or even better, go online and buy it to save you the hassle of going outside. But going online shopping is just as bad as going, you know, to a shop, because people just click, 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 add things to baskets, put it in, you know, pay with credit card. It's so easy to do online shopping and then to spend a huge amount of money when you don't need to. So the only good thing with online shopping is that you can have the basket and review everything in the basket before you press pay. So do that. And obviously, always remember, buy one, get rid of two. It doesn't have to be the same item. So if you buy a new TV, you can't get rid of two TVs because you might not have two TVs. But get rid of two other things. Preferably, if you're going to buy a big TV, get rid of two other big items because you need the space in your living room for the new big TV. So always remember that as well.
Yeah, and you can find out more about that by listening to episode 7.
Right. So that's it for now.
In a nutshell, remember 3 important things when you head into your Black Friday sales this week.
So have a plan, including having a detailed list and your budget. Do your research. And remember the buy one, get rid of two for all your items.
So that's what we have for you this week. As always, you can find out more about this show and listen to previous episodes and episode 7 in light of this episode by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. You can also reach out to Shalina for more tips, tricks by looking for Declutter Me in all the different social media outlets and also declutterme.com/contact. If you like what you're listening to, you know, give us a review. It really helps us out and helps more people discover the show. So yeah, that's it from us for this week. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know about this other show we've been doing. It's an Amaya FM original called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's entrepreneurs and pioneers and the stories behind the ideas that they've brought to life. You can find out more, check out our episodes, and even subscribe in this very player where you're listening to Declutter Me, or you can look us up on the web by visiting talesofthe.trade.